and thy son. You say, preacher, that's kind of weird. That's kind of arrogant. No, that's a test. That's a test of God. God's going to test you every time. You're saying, I can't, I don't have. Okay, give it to me and watch me bless it. There's a principle here. I'm going to show you in just a minute. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians. I'm about to show you a principle of the cheerful giver. But I want you to see this more. Here's the deal. He's saying, look here, put your priorities first. God can never use you if all you're doing is investing in the boat, the tractor, the car, the whatever. God can never use you. But if you'll just simply say this, I'm going to give God's money first. I'm going to honor the Lord first. My wife says, honor God, he'll honor you. Amen. That principle came from giving. Amen. He just say, look here, if you give to God first, God will take care of your family. If you give to God first, God will put meal on your table. God will fill your barrel. God will fill your crew. If you'll give to God first, the Bible speaks about the tithe, the first of our increase. So don't be getting on money. It's Mother's Day. I'm telling you, this mother had her priorities right. That's why God blessed her, amen, and God used her mightily. We see here the priority of the tithe. Some people never get this principle, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Some people say, it's my money. No, it is not your money. Let me ask you a question. How much did you give God for the oxygen you breathed all week long? How much did you give God for the sunshine, for the rain, for the... It's not your money. God give you that job. God give you the health. God give you... Y'all with me this morning? Why not give him the first of your increase? I love you this morning, but that's just the truth. She's to give God first and then give to herself and her family second. Let me show you. We're getting ready this morning to go into Faith Promise Mission Giving. I have been amazed. I don't know about you guys, but I have been amazed at your testimony, but also what God's doing in my life. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand it. I don't know if you were like me the first time we've ever done this. I was scared to death. I was like this widow woman. I was going, ain't no way, God. But God did a work. Can I tell you, you can ask my wife, we have not lacked one bit. In fact, God's blessed us mightily. And I can tell you, look, you say, preacher, is everything fine? No, everything's not perfectly fine. But can I tell you this? Whenever I give, I'm watching God give back in ways that I never dreamed. There's some of you will never understand this principle because you're not willing to test God. But if you ever do, go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. And while you're turning there, look, you're always going to be looking for something until you give your something to God. Listen to what I said right there. You're always going to be looking for something. You're always going to be in need of something until you give your something to God. If you give it to God, God will bless what you have. Notice as you turn there to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, the Bible said that she had to follow the word of the Lord. She had that came from the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Elijah gave her a promise from God. He's saying, God is going to take care of you if you will take care of me. Y'all getting that? God is going to take care of you if you'll take care of me. In other words, if you'll show God he's number one, God's about to bless your house. God's about to fill your cupboard. God's about to do something great. God will never select you until you're worthy to be selected. In other words, God's not going to trust you unless he knows that you're going to do something great for his glory. But it's ultimately your choice. It's ultimately your decision. Look at, y'all with me in chapter number 9? Look at verse number 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall what? Reap also sparingly. You put four seeds down, you ain't going to get before what four seeds produce. Right? Amen? Notice this. And he that soweth bountifully shall reap also what? You put a lot out there, you're going to receive a lot in return. Sowing, reaping. That's what God's showing us. You put one corn seed down, you don't get one in return. No, you get a whole bunch of kernels in return, amen. Thank God, hallelujah. But if you put a whole bunch of seed down, not only do you get what comes on that ear three or four times on the stone, but you also get the whole field. Folks, if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Notice that speaks about the heart right there. Purposes in heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.